they're small, probably about that size, and they come on a very stickery bush. Pick them with gloves.
Is it oftentimes used for a hedge?
They may be. I don't really know whether I've ever seen them in a hedge, but I guess they could be.
You've got me, huh?
Okay, I need a pronunciation. What would you call that?
Raspberry. That's a berry.
Okay. And what if the berries on a bush should not be eaten because they'll ruin your health? What would you call those? Those berries would be. They are
poisonous berries.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And up in the mountains, especially, well, I guess in most mountains. Anyway, the mountains in the east, there are bushes that have that bloom in late spring, and they have either pink or white blossoms on them. Do you know what those are called?
Does it say where they're grown?
Yeah, they're grown up in the mountains in you know, the east part of the country.
Arbutus? North Carolina is so full of them. What in the world?
Mm-hmm.
You grow that down that trail.
Mm-hmm.
Camellia, but that's not what I'm trying to say. It's a...
Well,
oh, goodness.
If you can't remember, that's not important. They're not native to this area,
no.
Anyway. And there's a larger kind of bush of the same kind. Could you remember the name of that? Very similar, but just larger.
Oh, goodness. We just here in the last several years, a lot of people are growing azaleas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a certain one. And then there are... there's a large tree that you find, especially in the south, not so much the southwest, but there's a large tree that has very glossy leaves and has these big white flowers on it. Do you know what that's called?
I have no idea.
Okay. If a woman had a kind of a casual name for her husband, not an endearing term, but a kind of a thing that if she were talking about her husband to somebody else, she might say, "My blank won't let me have the car today."
Spouse.
All right. And what would he perhaps call her in the same vein?
Probably the same thing.
What do you call a woman who has lost her husband?
Widow.
All right. And what if he hasn't died, but he just went off and left her? What would you call
Grass
her?
Widow.
All right. Did you have any affectionate names for your father? Did you call your father... how did you call your father? I know you were only 4 when he died.
That's right, and I have no recollection of what
I
refer to him now. I say my father.
Uh-huh. And what about your mother? What did you call her?
I always called her Mama.
Mama. Uh-huh. Okay, and of course, the two of them together, you'd say those are my
parents.
What did you call your grandfather? Any of your grandfathers? Did you have any?
I never had any that I knew in my lifetime.
Uh-huh. I see.
I would say commonly grandpa.
Grandpa. Okay, and how about grandmothers?
Grandma.
All right. Now, were there any... sometimes people name their children one thing and then they call them by something else. What do you call that?
Nickname.
Were there any of those in your family? Any nicknames in your family?
Well, no, my name is Sam, and up until I got to be a big girl, everybody called me Sambo.
Mm-hmm. Were there others besides that?
Not my immediate family.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call that thing that you...